KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and breezy, 72 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look forward to be partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Radar does show some shower activity to the north, northeast of the Audubon and Exira areas, and then another small cell that's located about 6 miles north of Greenfield along Highway 25. In the news, an accident Monday morning in Ringgold County claimed the life of a Union County man. The Iowa State Patrol says 58-year-old Philip Swanson of Creston died when the 2005 Chrysler Pacifica he was driving collided with a truck. That accident happened around 7:35 a.m. at the intersection of Highways 2 and 25. Officials say a 2016 Volvo truck driven by 51-year-old Gary Clausen of Huxley and registered to Perishable Distributors of Iowa was traveling east on Highway 2 when Clausen looked at his GPS and ran through a stop sign. Swanson's northbound SUV struck the passenger side of the truck's trailer. Swanson, who was wearing his seatbelt, died at the scene. Clausen was not injured in the crash. The accident remains under investigation with charges pending completion of the investigation. A welfare check on a man found sleeping on a bench in Red Oak early this morning resulted in his arrest. Red Oak police say officers witnessed 22-year-old David Andrew Watson of Red Oak asleep on the bench in the area of North 4th and East Coolbaugh Streets at around 2:10 a.m. Watson was subsequently placed under arrest for public intoxication and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Police in Shenandoah have charged a man from Emerson with theft in the second degree in connection with the theft of a Pontiac G6 that had been reported stolen Saturday. And 28-year-old Jonathan Lee Million of Emerson was arrested Sunday near Clarinda in connection with a theft from Shenandoah of an ATV. Million was being held without bond in the Page County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Shenandoah police said also that Zachary Bond of Shenandoah was arrested Saturday on a Page County warrant. Bond was being held in the Page County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And Christopher Bowers of Essex was arrested Saturday on charges that include driving while license suspended, interference with official acts, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance. Bowers was taken into custody following a traffic stop and a brief foot pursuit. His bond at the Page County Jail was set at $2,000. Sheriff's officials in Mills County said Monday that a Pottawatomie County man was arrested at around 2:25 a.m. Sunday on a charge of burglary in the third degree, theft in the second degree, and criminal trespass. 52-year-old Michael Anthony Welch of Council Bluffs was being held in the Mills County Jail on $13,000 bond. And 60-year-old Jean Margaret Rodenberg of Glenwood was arrested September 28th in Mills County for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. Elsewhere in the news, deaths from prescription painkiller abuse in Iowa continue to rise, but a new report outlines policy recommendations for reversing the trend. The report's co-author, Carrie Castile, says 38 people from a variety of backgrounds launched the effort earlier this year during a stakeholder meeting in Des Moines.
We had started that with an understanding of what Iowa was already doing in terms of policies and programs, and then, you know, tried to fill in any gaps that we may have missed, but then talking about, you know, this is kind of where we are, this is what we have, where do they think we should move forward?
Castile is an associate professor of occupational and environmental health at the University of Iowa's College of Public Health. She says Iowa's prescription opioid overdose death rate is lower than many other states, but has still quadrupled in the past 20 years.
Even though our death rates may not be as high, they're still following national trends. And, you know, in a sense, that puts Iowa in a pretty good position to be maybe a little more proactive, you know, before we do become a state that is, you know, that has very high overdose rates, like West Virginia, for example.
Recommendations include more education for physicians and pharmacists, making prescription monitoring more effective, and strengthening insurance coverage for substance abuse treatment. The report shows Montgomery, Webster, and Harrison counties have the highest prescription opioid overdose death rates in the state. Castile will present the report to a legislative committee later this month, and that committee will make recommendations to the governor and General Assembly in November. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa be lowered to half staff until sunset on Friday to honor the murdered and injured in Sunday night's tragedy in Las Vegas, Nevada. Flags will be at half staff on the state capitol building and on flag displays in the capitol complex. Flags will also be at half staff in all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. In our funeral announcements, Junelle and Pierce, age 93 of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Junelle and Pierce will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Agnes Getzinger, age 91 of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Agnes Getzinger will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Horace Graves, age 91 of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Horace Graves will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert J. Doetzler, age 90 of Defiance, died Saturday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Robert Doetzler will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Ed Leistad, age 74 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ed Leistad are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.